Third part, question 61, the necessity of the sacraments. Article 1, whether sacraments are necessary for man's salvation. St. Augustine says, "It is impossible to keep men together in one religious denomination, whether true or false, except they be united by means of visible signs or sacraments. But it is necessary for salvation that men be united together in the name of the one true religion. Therefore, sacraments are necessary for man's salvation." They are necessary unto man's salvation for three reasons. The first is taken from the condition of human nature, which is such that it has to be led by things corporeal and sensible to things spiritual and intelligible. Now it belongs to divine providence to provide for each one according as its condition requires. Divine wisdom, therefore, fittingly provides man with means of salvation in the shape of corporeal and sensible signs that are called sacraments. The second reason is taken from the state of man who, in sinning, subjected himself by his affections to corporeal things. Now the healing remedy should be given to a man so as to reach the part affected by disease. Consequently, it was fitting that God should provide man with a spiritual medicine by means of certain corporeal signs. For if man were offered spiritual things without avail, his mind being taken up with the material world would be unable to apply itself to them. The third reason is taken from the fact that man is prone to direct his activity chiefly towards material things. Lest, therefore, it should be too hard for man to be drawn away entirely from bodily actions, bodily action was offered to him in the sacraments, by which he might be trained to avoid superstitious practices, consisting in the worship of demons, and all manner of harmful action, consisting in sinful deeds. It follows, therefore, that through the institution of the sacraments, man, consistently with his nature, is instructed through sensible things. He is humbled through confessing that he is subject to corporeal things, seeing that he receives assistance through them, and he is even preserved from bodily hurt by the healthy exercise of the sacraments. First objection. It seems that sacraments are not necessary for man's salvation. For St. Paul says in 1 Timothy 4:8, "Bodily exercise is profitable to little." But the use of sacraments pertains to bodily action, because sacraments are perfected in the signification of sensible things and words. Therefore, sacraments are not necessary for the salvation of man. Reply to the first objection. Bodily exercise as such is not very profitable, but action taken in the use of the sacraments is not merely bodily, but to a certain extent spiritual, namely in its signification and in its causality. Second objection. St. Paul was told in 2 Corinthians 12:9, "My grace is sufficient for thee." But it would not suffice if sacraments were necessary for salvation. Therefore, sacraments are not necessary for man's salvation. Reply to the second objection. God's grace is a sufficient cause of man's salvation, but God gives grace to man in a way suitable to him. Hence it is that man needs the sacraments that he may obtain grace. Third objection. Given a sufficient cause, nothing more seems to be required for the effect. But Christ's passion is the sufficient cause of our salvation, for St. Paul says in Romans 5:10, "If when we were enemies we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more being reconciled shall we be saved by his life." Therefore, sacraments are not necessary for man's salvation. Reply to the third objection. Christ's passion is a sufficient cause of man's salvation, but it does not follow that the sacraments are not also necessary for that purpose, because they obtain their effect through the power of Christ's passion, and Christ's passion is, so to say, applied to man through the sacraments. According to Romans 6:3, "All we who are baptized in Christ Jesus are baptized in his death."